Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. And thank you so much for taking time out of every day just to hear the beautiful, powerful Word of God and to be prayed for. It is my sincere prayer that you would realize you're not alone, that I take great delight in praying over you, and maybe it will even help you in your own prayer life or to love the Word of God even more, and that's just so important. Today, I'm reading from Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 16 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Jesus entered and was passing through Jericho. There was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was and couldn't because of the crowd, because he was short. He ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw Zacchaeus and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." He hurried, came down, and received him joyfully. When they saw it, they all murmured, saying, "He has gone in to lodge with a man who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. If I have wrongfully exacted anything of anyone, I restore four times as much." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." As they heard these things, he went on and told a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they supposed that God's kingdom would be revealed immediately. He said, "Therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. He called 10 servants of his and gave them 10 mina coins and told them, 'Conduct business until I come.' But his citizens hated him and sent an envoy after him, saying, 'We don't want this man to reign over us.' When he had come back, having received the kingdom, he commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by conducting his business." And we'll find out what happens more tomorrow. But that's the ending right there in verse 15. Mind if I pray for you? I'm so grateful, Jesus, for you. I'm so grateful for your words. I'm so glad you're a storyteller. Storytelling is so important. And I learn so much by these stories that you have told. And thank you for speaking to people in parables, because it's very, very helpful to all of us. And it helps us to remember the truth that we need to know. Lord, I also just thank you for the example of Zacchaeus, who was a tax collector and a sinner, a notorious one. And yet when salvation came to him, it was backed up by some pretty pragmatic and amazing actions. He said, "I'm going to give half of everything I have." So 50% of what he had, he gave away. And with the rest of the money, he gave back times four whatever he defrauded people. And so, Lord, that is where salvation comes in making amends. That's what true repentance looks like. It's not just, "Oh, I'm sorry," but he was not only sorry, but he went back to those he wronged and hurt, and he made things right fourfold. So, Lord, let's help us just to take this as an example of how to be when we are saying we're sorry to someone, that it's not just words, but it's actions. And Lord, help us to know if there's people in our lives or relationships in our lives that we need to do that kind of repentance with. And Lord, sometimes we just have overactive consciences, which is my problem. And I want to apologize for things I didn't even do. So Lord, we also need your Holy Spirit to teach us when we are supposed to say, "I'm sorry," and when it's not right to do so. But Lord, we thank you for this example of Zacchaeus and the salvation that came to his house. And Lord, we thank you for this parable about the kingdom of God. And, you know, they were all talking about receiving this kingdom immediately, not realizing that there were going to be epochs and eons and eras between the time of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the second coming of Jesus Christ and the new heavens and the new earth. It's a really long story, but they were very much interested in having everything happen right then. Lord, in light of that, I feel the same way. I just really want everything to be recompensed and ready and done right now. But Lord, help us to all exercise patience as you lovingly bring about your judgment, your salvation, your kingdom on this earth. Lord, we pray your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by my friend Leslie Leland Fields. She is amazing. She also loves to train writers. So she and I kind of have a parallel path that way. And she is offering something that I think is super valuable if you are a writer or you've just wanted to write your story down and kind of work through it. It's also a great exercise for those who are hurting and want to process their trauma. So she says that your story truly matters, and I concur. Let Leslie Leland Fields lead you in writing your remarkable story. She is the award-winning author of 12 books and an international speaker and teacher. She's offering a special summer sale on her Your Story Matters online course. Awesome, because you don't have to travel anywhere. With 35 self-paced instructional videos, weekly live online classes, and an online community of life story writers. So if you'd like to meet other people who are in that space, definitely think about this. It's one super affordable price for a lifetime of access. So write your story, friend, encounter the Lord, heal from the past, and inspire others. You can learn more about this at Leslie Leland Fields. It's LeslieLeyland Fields.com/WYSM, Why Your Story Matters, WYSM. Leslie, thanks so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you're interested in doing this, again, the website is LeslieLelandFields.com/WYSM. Awesome. Thank you, Leslie. And I hope all of you are living an amazing story.